Hello?
Hello, my name is Ashley. I was returning request a call back from customer support.
Yes, I don't understand really what this is. I did a survey online, and then that survey asked me for $7.95 for some pots or appliances that I was going to get in the mail. And now you all are charging me, or they're charging me, 60-something dollars and 32 cents with my bank card? What is this about?
I'd be happy to search for some information for you here, ma'am. What is your name and zip code?
My name is Gloria Davis. My zip code is 78227. And I believe it was 6732, but in the beginning I paid $7.95.
All right, I thank you for sharing that information. I'm searching here for you.
Okay. I already called my bank and they put a stop payment because it's been they've been trying to do it twice. I did not get any info that they were going to charge me that amount. It said it was something that I had won, just do the survey and send the tipping cost, which was $7.95.
Believe I've pulled some matching information here. Just need to make sure for security. Can you confirm the address you would have entered for the order?
2203 Barbados, San Antonio, Texas, 78227.
Perfect. So yes, ma'am, what I've pulled here is where on the 3rd of December you had submitted $7.95, which was a sweepstakes enrollment. It was a chance to enter and win a cruise set for your kitchen. That was a contest, and there were some terms and conditions to pull and review on the order form when you submitted the payment. That would have explained the membership fee that had been attempted. It was declined. For the fee, we would have been emailing you our gift voucher. It's a code in the amount of $125 to be redeemed on our website for different electronics and things like that.
Okay, I'm not interested in anything. I thought it was do the survey and you get your gift. Just pay the shipping cost, which is $7.95.
Okay, I understand.
And anyway, I'm on Social Security. I can't even afford this.
So what I'm working on at this time is just a cancellation on our end, which is going to prevent all future billings effective immediately today. Once it's settled, I'll provide a confirmation number to keep in your records on that.
Okay, good. Because anyway, my bank already put a stop payment, so you all won't run it through again. Okay. Just tell me when you're ready.
All right, I'm just refreshing to make sure everything's fully processed, and it has. So your cancellation confirmation number on this will be C as in Charlie 262
Okay.
995 522.
Okay, and I will not be getting my 7.95 either, will I?
I do understand that you've already discussed our billings with your Visa card company. May I ask if there had been any dispute filed against the 795 with your bank?
Oh, all I told them was to put a stop payment on that 60-something that they were kept wanting to run through. We did not discuss the 7.95 because I thought I was going to get something free in the mail with just the 7.95.
Understand. Do apologize, it hadn't been explained in a better manner. As a courtesy, we would be able to submit this as a refund for you.
Okay.
It should post fully, I'd say, within 3 to 5 business days. Allow me just a moment longer. I will want to provide a refund confirmation number as well.
Okay.
That's been successful for you. For the refund of $7.95, it will be 7849 59. Oh, I'm sorry. 592320.
Okay, that was 7849592320.
That's it, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, is that it?
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I could take a look at or do to help today?
No, thank you so much. I'll never do this again. I got this from my phone, so. Okay, well, you have a blessed one and a Merry Christmas, okay?
Thank you, ma'am. You do as well, and thank you for calling customer support.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.